broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also online. It's now 11 o'clock and it's time for Verity Sharp to bring you tonight's edition of Late Junction.
فرمان ز قانون ورده ام فرمان زغان آورده
voice of Iran's Ali Reza Ghorbani and his setting of words by the 13th century poet Rumi. And that's a poem expressing strong passions in what he describes as this whirling universe. Welcome to Late Junction. Kelly Toma is a Cretan lyra player who every day for the last 10 years has been playing and studying with Ross Daly. He is the Irishman who decided long ago to dedicate every minute to mastering the Cretan lyra, and then he went about setting up the most inspirational musical centre on the island. So after 10 years, it is now quite a thing to have Kelly Toma's debut album. And it's not, as one might expect from a young player, a kind of showcase for her to prove that she can play all the standard traditional repertoire. It is, in fact, an album of exclusively unique and self-penned pieces, albeit, of course, with feet firmly in the tradition. For this piece, she's joined by percussionist Zohar Fresco, and the piece is called Flutter.
Thank you.
Kelly Thomas. Her debut album is called Anam Kara, and I'll play more of it as this fortnight of Late Junction continues. Meanwhile, here is Frank Fairfield with the King's County Breakdown.
Flame to the world. shadows on the ground. Dancing shadows all around. Said, I went to see my lost loving gal. The road was rocky, but makes the April rains go shine. I'll make the greasewood and wheel wine.
Harlan Morrison and Ely West, two men from whom music simply flows out. Lost Loving Girl from their album The Holy Coming of the Storm, and before that was a great fiddle playing of Frank Fairfield, who hails from Los Angeles and who is certainly quite a character. Well, we've got a treat in store for you next week, as our Late Junction session is going to bring together the wonderful traditional singer Stephanie Hladowski, with the finger-picking and really quite experimental guitarist C. Joins. I don't know exactly who his guitar heroes are, but I'd place a healthy bet on one of them being the guitar pioneer John Fay. And this is Fay's take on the American hymn Jesus is a Dying Bedmaker, which he recorded in the early 1970s.
Thank you.
Well, that's Fink with a track called Wheels, which is on his newly released and highly recommended album called Perfect Darkness. And before him, the fingerpicking of John Fay. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp. And the title of this piece is Journey to Sedna, Sedna being the Inuit goddess of the deep sea, who, legend has it, was cut into little pieces by her father, who then flung them into the sea, and as they sank to the bottom of the ocean, all the little pieces grew into fish, seals and whales.
Thank you.
Journey to Sedna by the Indian Subahar player Baluji Srivastav. And after an ancient tale, an ancient verse, this is Gregorian chant with words dating back to the 9th century as performed by the joint forces of two leading medieval music ensembles, Sequentia and Dialogos.
Gregorius
Celestia.
Copper, recorded by Peter Kennedy in the early 1960s, singing Babes in the Wood, Bob and Ron being two members of the Copper family of Rottingdean near Brighton, famous for having continued a singing tradition in their family for generations, something that wouldn't be so remarkable in other countries who generally take more care of their indigenous music, but in England we have been a bit careless over the years, so families such as the Coppers are to be celebrated. And from West Sussex, we head to Dorset. Two tunes here that the concertina player Tim Laycock found in the County Museum. The manuscripts were handwritten, but the name of the composer was omitted, which is so often the case. They're called Cider and Brandy and A Trip to Bagshot. Thank you. I do love those shimmering tambourines, the wonderful sound of the tarantella, and a song that almost venerates the tarantula spider after which the whirling dance is named. The singer Anna Cinzia Villani, who's hailed as a very respected protector of the Salentinian tradition, Salento being located in the heel of the boot of Italy. And we'll hear a little more from her later on tonight. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this whirls too to a certain extent. It's a track from Amon Tobin's latest release and called Piece of Paper.
Romare nie zajdzie. balkones que voy a hoy yo fui lija y la te va de dolia ay Yo, yo yaga, yaga. So mnie och zapanchkać, och czaves que te yaga. Ay,
there really are few voices like it. That is the late Lassa de Sella singing alongside the French group Bratch and their version of a Russian gypsy song. It's from an album called Plan du Monde that Bratch released in 2007, but it has just been re-released by Harmonia Mundi. You'll find it on their World Village label. Details of that, and of course everything else we play on the programme, are to be found on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. This delicate piece of work is by the German composer and installation artist Raoul Harman. The title translates as Herbert Stenzel, disguised as Orpheus in the underworld.
Yeah. Which did not fail to steal a true love for the nightingale, as she one night on her pillow lay, a form before these words did say, go tell your parents so they might quail, for the loss of your true love in the nightingale.
Eliza Carthy and the traditional song The Nightingale, which is from the collection of songs that she recorded with her mother, Norma Waterson, a collection they called The Gift. And Eliza has a busy weekend coming up. You can see her at the Eastleigh Festival in Hampshire on Thursday, at the Oxford Academy on Friday night, and then she's going to be at the Pretty Folk Festival in Somerset over the weekend. But this is the album that's getting played to death in our house at the moment, or more accurately in the car, as it does make great driving music. It's the album Go Forth from the young folk group 422, and from it, this is A Set of Reels.
Thank you.
The group Chachi Vorba, who take such great delight in the gypsy music of the Balkans, and that song Batuta coming from Moldova, which is sandwiched between Romania and Ukraine. As I say, details of everything that you hear on this programme are posted on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website, and from there you can also listen to the programme again too. This is Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and a beautifully static piece in a moment by Lawrence Crane. After a Salentinian lullaby sung by Anna Cinzia Villani, asking for sleep to come and take away, at least for a couple of hours, all the suffering, trouble, sighs and tears.
Sonu sonu ganadore. Veni da mie nubadudore. Unegaci li sospiri e le lacrime d'amore. E poi vani a qui du giovine ci sta tanto lontano. E va d'una te ci dorme, e carizza nella mano. E ci nu dorme un pannam prima, camo lucisce gran mattina. E poi tornatene qua, fanne cu passane pene guai, nanna o.
Thank you.
Music by Lawrence Crane, his piece Reese, written in 1996 for the group Apartment House. Three members of whom were playing there, the cellist Anton Lukasiewicz, Andrew Sparling on clarinet, and our very own Sarah Walker playing the electric organ. And from the organ to the harmonium, put to good use here by the Finnish composer Milla Viljamaa.
Thank you.
Gambling Goblins, a suitably evocative title. Music from Finland, written by Milla Viljama. And just now putting the harmonium in a more serene context, here it is as played by Mansour Hussein, backing the great Qawwali singer Abida Parveen in a song that is described as having an almost circular movement, like that of a spinning wheel turning endlessly under the hands of women in solitude.
Ooh.
Royo Veti Roy, I'm sitting here weeping as I think of my beloved. Mystical poetry from Pakistan, sung by Abida Parveen with the percussionists Karam and Nazir Hussain, Manzoor Hussain on harmonium and the flautist Henri Tournier. Do have a look at the Late Junction website for a playlist, or you can write to us if you'd prefer. Late Junction, BBC Radio 3, BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A, 1AA. And just a few more as we approach 1 o'clock tonight, starting with this from the sound sculptor Petrels. It's called After Francis Danby.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff from Chartwell Duchiro and Spirit Talk Mbira, the music of Zimbabwe, and a song called Lion Spirit of a Hunter. And that's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Do join me for Late Junction at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And I'll just leave you now with a touch more from the guitarist John Fay. This is his take on Dvorak. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Now, this is the programme that shines a light on the musical life of our European neighbours, and I think I can promise you that we're living up to that in the next 2 hours today. Dinu Lupati is hardly an unfamiliar name. The recordings made by this young Romanian pianist before his tragically early death in 1950, aged just 33, have a special status. But if you're a regular listener to this programme, then you may well know that he was a composer too, a student of Paul Ducasse and Nadia Boulanger, no less. And I'll begin today with Lupati's neoclassical concertino for piano and chamber orchestra. Horia Mihal is the pianist.